third quarter. I thought the defense gave us some great field position. We were unable to capitalize. They made the big play, some big plays in the fourth quarter, and then we didn't have enough to finish it.
And now, your only choice for local sports talk in the morning, live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio, this is Chuck and Winkler.
Ew.
Winner of 3 Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You know, typically on a Friday, you say happy Friday. Today is more like a pissed off Friday. Good morning. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. He's Chuck Freeman. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola, back in for Bart once again, as he was at the game last night. I'm sure if Chuck wants to later, we can revisit some of Bart's tweets.
No. I didn't even know if he tweeted last night. I wasn't looking. So
he did.
I'm at a loss, man. I picked them to win last night. Things looking good early. And then, as is the case with most every time Mike McCarthy goes on the road, a conglomerate of mistakes, strange things, plays that don't go their way, and another loss where they had the lead in the fourth quarter, a fourth quarter game, and couldn't finish them off. How are the Packers 4-5-1? How is this possible? Talent on this team, and they couldn't get the job done in Seattle, man. 3 points in the second half. Are you kidding me? With Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones and Davante Adams? Crying out loud. Man, that's that might have been the swan song for McCarthy right there. I don't know how they get in the playoffs, man. Of course, there's always hope, but God, there's so many things to point at last night's game. You go first.
Do I have to?
And then we can go from there. I can't pick. I don't know, Z. I don't know where we should start here. I mean, do we go with the 3 points of the second half? Do we go with obviously Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy continue to not be on the same page? Do we go with the stupid decision when you got Aaron Rodgers on a 4th-and-2 and 1 timeout? You're going to turn it over to your defense to make a play? How are we going to turn? Are we going to go to the fact that they did not review a call, one that I thought maybe hit the turf? They did have a call go. You knew that call was going to go against them. The catch. Seattle's deep in their own territory, and the bobble, clearly a bobble. McCarthy agreed. And, they got screwed. Seattle, of course, won the review. Was there any doubt? The guy could have been bobbling all the way down the field, and the ball went out of bounds or whatever, and Seattle somehow would have got that call. Packers can't get a call there. They can't get a break. But, again, you know what? You make your own breaks. And the Packers didn't deserve to win that game because, we looked at the 2014 game and all the failures yesterday. How about all the failures in last night's game?
Well, we're going to do a lot of finger-pointing this morning. I'll say this. It's not McCarthy gets all the blame or Aaron Rodgers gets all the blame. Both of them get equal blame in this game. If I'm pointing the finger at anyone, it's at those two and those two alone. I really don't care about anyone else at this point. Your head coach, your highly successful football coach that's been there for how long now, can't make the right decisions, can't make a challenge when you need to late in the game on that ball to Tyler Lockett, mm-hmm. which after a couple of proper angles, that ball did hit the ground.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
You heard Mike Pereira say it.
And didn't you have time, too, because Kenny Clark came off with an injury.
Mm-hmm.
He had further time to review that. And you didn't take a shot at it right there. That was a big play in the game. Like, your defense was going to make a stand. Come on, Mike. Come on. Jeez. God, what are you thinking? What the hell? Big moments, this guy can't come through. He can't. I don't care what anybody says. Big moments, McCarthy's team just can't come through. Failure again. Always on the road. Can't come through. 3 road games in a row, Joe. Last 3 road games. Los Angeles, New England, and Seattle. You couldn't win one of those games, fourth quarter games, and your teams once again failed, and you had something to do with it too.
You go to the Rams game, it's going back and forth. Ty Montgomery doesn't follow orders. You don't give the ball to Aaron Rodgers with about 2 minutes to go. That's it. New England, you enter the fourth quarter, you have the football, and then a fumble at the worst possible time, and then after that, it was done. Here, 5 minutes to go. 5 minutes to go, and Aaron Rodgers, how many times did we see this last night, Chuck? Especially on first down. Going for the big play.
Oh, I hated it.
Instead of working on building a drive, instead of getting your stud running back and Aaron Jones the football, and I'm going to read you some splits here between the first half and the second half of Aaron Jones. The fact that you can't make a simple throw in the flat to Marquez Valdez-Scantling on third and two. Aaron Rodgers, sorry guys, gets part of the blame here. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't get the I don't get it. I don't get the deep shots on third down. You're okay.
First down or third down.
They completed one to Devontae. Okay, the long pass.
Sure.
And somebody's going to say to me, hey, look, they got the long shot to Devontae. But how many times did you fail on third down?
Right.
Okay, how many times? Third and short. Get the first down.
You got third and three. You got third and four. You got third and seven. But no, let's try and chuck it 20 yards down the field.
Well, I mean, you got, and I know they had some injuries. Geronimo Allison was out, but Randall Cobb. But you got other talented wide receivers on this team. Okay, you got Devontae Adams. Seattle, who the hell do they have as wide receivers? Yet their guys are always wide open. And on top of it, you know, one player after another is leaving with injuries. Now, that's nobody's fault, but for crying out loud, why is it every time at this time of the season, well, so-and-so is out. Perry's coming out of the game. Oh, this guy's coming out. This guy's coming out. Blog is out. This guy's out. Daniel's on the sidelines. I mean, it's one guy after another at this juncture of the season. None of those guys can stay in the field. And you're down to Tony Brown covering a guy. And but Seattle,
Ibrahim Campbell.
Yes, but you got Seattle wide receivers running downfield wide open. I don't get it. I don't get it. Never ever will I ever pick against Russell Wilson against Aaron Rodgers. As long as Russell Wilson owns Mike McCarthy. He does. He owns Mike McCarthy at Seattle, at least. Yeah, I showed some faith in the Packers. I picked them. And, of course, Russell Wilson, as he usually does, finds a way to win a game. Because that guy's a big-time winner.
The Packers.
And so is Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll, who's redoing his team, yet no one expected them to be in a playoff race. Here they are. They got a winning record. Aaron, Mike McCarthy. Take away Aaron Rodgers. Mike McCarthy is working at Dunkin' Donuts on Highway 100. God. I'm so frustrated right now. I am. Well, you've had it three opportunities on the road. You win one of those games, you couldn't finish it off. One of them. And it's, you know what? It's not because you were thoroughly outplayed. It's because you had a conglomerate of things that you could have done right and you didn't. Fourth and two at their own 32-yard line in 4 minutes, so you'd rather let your defense make a stop than let Aaron Rodgers try to make a play for you. Okay? Now, okay, Aaron hasn't been great this year, but I'm still going to ride my $30 million quarterback in that case. And thinking he could, and if you can't get a first down with Aaron Rodgers in that spot, then okay, time to get your divorce papers and go home.
Would you like to hear what Mike McCarthy had to say about the fourth and two, not going for it?
Yeah, I saw it, but let's hear it.
You know, we had the injuries to Kenny Clark and Mike Daniels. So yeah, it was definitely a consideration there. But with the one timeout and then ability to stop the clock at the 2 minutes, so we played the numbers, but. We considered taking the time out there and going for it on fourth and two.
Listen to him. Mm-hmm. He addressed how bad of a situation they were in, and they played the numbers?
And how you only down to one timeout. Come on. Not getting the play again last night. Rodgers has to burn a timeout. Again. Come on. You're a veteran quarterback. You're a veteran coach. Get the gosh darn personnel into the ball game. Get the personnel into the ball game. Getting it down to 2 and 1 seconds, and boom, there's Aaron. Got to walk away because they don't have the personnel yet. Mike McCarthy, who's, you know, got practices, seems year-round. The OTAs, they're practicing in February, March, June, July, August, and you can't get personnel into the ball game. You haven't figured that out by November 16th. Jesus. I don't see Seattle having issues. I don't see other teams, but here with a veteran quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, somehow, you know, the Packers are always burning timeouts because they can't get player personnel into the ballgame. And they get down to the end of the play clock, and Aaron's got to burn a critical timeout that you could have used in a number of different areas last night.
See, I think, especially in that Tyler Lockett situation where it looked like it was incomplete after all, I think they didn't want to use that challenge because McCarthy was probably afraid they were going to lose the timeout if they lost.
Yeah, well, absolutely, yeah.
If you had two timeouts or you had three timeouts, he probably throws the challenge flag. But now he's trying to think, oh, God, well, maybe, you know, my defense is known for making stops in the red zone and forcing teams to field goals, so you know what? I'm gonna take another calculated risk here, and I'm not going to do it.
I'm going to let my defense that hasn't stopped Seattle all night, okay, especially in the fourth quarter. I mean, initially, Seattle looked terrible coming out of the gate, but they righted the ship. They were down 14-3, and they righted things. And, you know, the Packers, they took advantage of some early mistakes, and you know, they controlled early on. I think, okay, and I put a tweet out there. It's 14-3, things looking good, but there's a long way to go. And sure enough, long way to go in that game. Plenty of opportunity and plenty of mistakes to be had along the way to let Seattle win that ball game last night.
I'll say this, Chuck. I will not point the finger at all today at this Packers defense. Not at all.
Well, the Packer defense isn't very good, okay? And they're going through injuries.
Right.
But you know what? It's the same crap every year with one injury after another after another. I don't know. And you can't blame anybody really for that, I guess. But why is that? You know, I mean, guys just coming out of the ball game, and he's any McCarthy that soundbite you just played there. Yeah, I got Kenny Clark and Daniels going out of the game, but it's the same excuses every year. It's the same excuses every year.
There were many opportunities in this game early on, like you said, and even in the third quarter where the defense was making stops, the Seahawks offense was not finding their groove, and the Packers could not seize the moment offensively.
All right, Z, we got to hear from the people because I'm steaming right now. I want to hear some of the thoughts and see if someone shares our ideas and our frustrations over last night's game. And I want to hear what you know, outside takes, because I shut it down after watching Rodgers' press conference, and I just was like so ticked off. I went to bed, stewed in bed for a little bit, had steam coming out of my ears, and finally fell asleep about 12:30 last night. Just frustrated. And I know you shouldn't let sports affect just, but you know, it did. And I'm just ticked off when you had a chance to win that game and you couldn't get it done again. So let's go to the people here in a little bit.
We're here for you today on a Green and Gold Friday. We're taking your calls all morning at 414-799-1250. If anyone has positivity they want to bring to the table.
Oh God,
Look, I'm all ears because Chuck, I am so close from saying I'm in the Dunn Club. This
you know
is
what?
Not a playoff team.
No,
this is not a playoff team.
No, and yeah, we'll get to that next.
All right, we will, and we'll take your calls. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins here in the Bryan and Stratton College Athletic Studios. We'll have more after this.
Is there any hope left for the season?
Come on, Rod. What kind of question is that?
I don't know. I mean,
come on, man.
Can't win on the road. What are you going to be able to do?
I don't even know how to answer that, Rob. I mean, come on, what am I supposed to say? Of course there's hope.
Aaron Rodgers there, the back and forth with Rob Domofsky. Good morning, Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. He's Chuck Freeman. I'm Radio Joe. We're here for you this morning as the Packers fall 27-24. What was the score I predicted to yesterday?
I had 22-20 Green Bay, and it was 21-20 for a while.
Yes, it was.
It was off a point. And then, you know, then that obviously the game turned. But, man, we'll never know. Mason Crosby, lest we forget, missed an early field goal. Could have been 10-0, maybe 17-3. You know, he did miss a field goal early in this game.
That didn't help the situation.
No, it didn't. But that's, you know, way back early in the game. But still, points are points. How about it? Let's go to the calls.
All right, 414-799-1250. We're taking your calls all morning long here. It's all Packers, all Seahawks. And we'll maybe try to get to Christian Yelich, too. Congratulations on winning the MVP.
Yeah, how about that? Christian Yelich is the back page news today.
Right. At least we don't have to throw a fit that he got screwed by the Baseball Writers Association.
You found us out last time. I want to know the guy who didn't vote for Yelich.
As do I.
How did that happen? Who voted for Jacob deGrom? It wasn't Bruce Levine again, is it?
Would not surprise
me. Okay.
All right, let's lead it off. John and Franklin. John, you're first up on the Fan. Good morning.
Not really. Here we go again. Just enough to lose. That's going to be the theme of this football season for the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. Just enough to lose. You're going to L.A., the supposed top dog, supposedly, in our conference. You go in there and play them head-to-head and put up a good game, but you lose. And just like you've done with several other teams, I mean, this team has got so – they definitely have some talent. They got some good things going on. Briefly on the positives, number 51, what a game. Yeah, I've been shaking my head for years about this guy, but, man, he's starting to develop into something special. What a game yesterday from the block pass right down the line. That can't be forgotten.
Yeah, without doubt, you know, and here's a guy nobody really gives credit to, Fackrell, but he played a great game last night. He was the MVP of the game.
Yeah, and unlike some of our other supposed superstars on defense that are on the milk carton or just, you know, never making plays, but they're out there. Mm-hmm. Number 33, another great game. What more can this kid do when his number's called? He's making plays. And there were many times when Rodgers looked past him on the check down. You know, I know he's going for the big play. It is what it is. Number 17, a fantastic game. What a game. Fantastic. I think I've been guilty of this, but I think, you know, not having Allison out there and Cobb out there and having two or three rookies on the field in the receiver group, I think it is a problem. I think it's more, and I think it's getting in Rodgers' head. I think I see him trying to train EQ on the spot. I see him underthrowing him on the comebacks, and I think he's trying to teach him. I think I'm watching him try to teach these kids how to play. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem. We're fighting for our playoffs lives. We're fighting for not having to sit and watch the rest of this second half in the postseason of 2018 watching the Vikings or the Bears be our division leader. When you know damn well that you could play with these guys if you just got your crap together.
Yeah, the Packers should not be in third place, and they don't have to take a back seat to either one of those teams.
Special teams again. You got a good run back. And, yeah, it was kind of a ticky-tack call, but it's always something. It's just always something on special teams, and the stupid hold on the play brings back a 50-some-yard Davis run back that really probably would have got the team like in a positive direction. Who knows where we would have went from there. I'm sure we would have opened up the lead at least a little bit more. Russell Williams, listen, that's what he does. He just plays, you know, a mediocre game, keeps him somewhat in it, and then the kid is just a gamer. Up he comes in the fourth quarter, and he just puts you to puts the chokehold on you. That's what he did it for when he was a Badger. That's what he did last night. And our coaching staff did not have an answer for it. And it's time to start the healing. And you know what I'm talking about, guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That was it for the big guy last night. Even if he gets to the playoffs, no. Rodgers and McCarthy need a divorce. They need separation. McCarthy needs to go somewhere else. And you know what? We'll see how good of a coach McCarthy is when he's got to go to a place that has no quarterback, okay? It doesn't have an MVP, Hall of Fame-type quarterback. Because I've said this for years, you know, Rodgers has saved a lot of jobs and made people a lot of money at the 1265 Lombardi, and including that guy wearing the green on the sidelines, the big guy known as Mike McCarthy. Yeah. 4-5-1 And
hell yeah.
With Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, and you can't, and you're in third place in the division, and you can't, not one of these three games can you win on the road. You haven't won a, you're going to go into the month, you're going to go into the month of December without having won a home game, because you're not winning in Minnesota. In fact, that could get ugly up in Minnesota. You know, I mean, what do these guys got left to play for? 4-5-1. We'll see how things shake out this weekend, but I've got very little hope right now. And I had some optimism going in yesterday's game.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
Because I actually thought they were going to show some pride and show, you know, a little resilience on the road, okay? I hear all this talk in the locker room all week, and these guys talk big, and then you get on the field, and the Tremont Williams of the world, and nothing. Oh, we're going to make some new memories in Seattle. Baloney.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. The thing is, I'm going to read this line to you, Chuck. The fact that this team continues to not go back to the guy that has generated a lot of offense over the last several weeks has kind of shown to the rest of the league that he is a stud running back. And we're talking about Aaron Jones. We're talking about a first half for Aaron Jones. Here's a line, Chuck. He had 7 carries for 27 yards and a touchdown. He also had 3 catches for 61 yards and a TD. That was in the first half for Aaron Jones. Mm-hmm. In the second half, Aaron Jones, 4 carries, 13 yards, 2 catches, 2 yards. That football was only in his hands 6 times in the second half.
I'd like to see time of possession, too, in the second half. If you have a way to dig that out, I'd like to see what the time of possession was. In second half, too.
Let me look at the play-by-play.
Because I hear you, but I like to see what time of possession, because, man, it sure seemed like Seattle had the ball a hell of a lot in the second half. 3 points in the second half for the Packers. 3 points is not going to get it done on the road.
Okay, so here are all the drives from the second half, starting with the Packers who got the ball. 6 plays, 27 yards, 326, punt. Seahawks get the ball, 3 plays, minus 3 yards, 144, punt. Mm-hmm. Packers get the ball, 3 plays, minus 5 yards, 137, punt. Seahawks, 3 plays, minus 4 yards, 137, punt. Packers, 4 plays, 17 yards, 252, punt. Finally, the Seahawks, 13 plays, 72 yards, 630.
Yeah, that's a clock eater right there.
That led to a field goal.
Yeah.
Packers come back, 7 plays, 57 yards, 351, field goal. And then the Seahawks come right on back, 7 plays, 75 yards, 315, touchdown. And then, of course, the punt on 4th-and-2 when you probably should have been going for it. Yeah. When your defense...
Aaron Rodgers, paying him $35 million. Let him get a first down there. And if you can't win with Aaron Rodgers, again, get the divorce papers and go home.
414-799-1250. A guy that tends to be more positive than I am, and we've had disagreements in the past. Let's go to TJ in Greenfield. I'd like to hear what TJ thinks. TJ, good morning. You're on the fan.
Hi, TJ.
Morning, guys. Hey, I think you're a different guy on the morning show than you are on Bill's station. I don't know, or on Bill's show. I don't know if he corrupts here or whatever, but I like you on the morning, Joe. But anyway.
Well, I'm not a host on Bill's show. I let Bill do all the talking, and you know it's...
I don't think you think all the way through. Anyway, enough about you, Joe. This is about Mike McCarthy and his incompetence. It's got to be so easy to scout the Packers week by week because a couple things are going to happen. If you get within 7 points of this team, we're not running the ball anymore. We're going to freak out, and we're passing the ball almost every time. I don't care what the score is, you know, where we're at in the field, we're passing a rock. We're not going to run the ball with our running back that's over and over again proven himself to be an Alvin Kamara-type running back if you just use him that way.
Mm-hmm.
It drives me crazy.
I hear you, TJ, but the one thing, I Rodgers, he was 21 of 30. The third downs were terrible. You know, I think I don't understand why the receivers aren't getting open more, and
you know what?
I don't understand the play calling.
Exactly, and if these receivers aren't getting open, and you know, it's a good thing when Rodgers can scramble around and make something happen. But what it says to me when he's scrambling around every play is that the play that you initially called is not working because no coach says, "Okay, you guys run these routes, Rodgers, you go the other way and try to make something happen.
Yeah, that's a good point, TJ. Why is Rodgers always on the run, scrambling, improvising? I mean, I feel like I'm watching Brett Favre back there these days with him just running all over the place.
It's every time. And these quarterbacks that can stay in the pocket, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Cam Newton, now that he's not much of a runner anymore, you know, these quarterbacks, they still get open receivers because if it's a scheme they run where receivers, the route packages, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, these receivers are getting open for these guys. Drew Brees is not scrambling around every play, and he's had a fine career doing that. So I think it's time for the big guy to go, and I'm not, and I don't say that in an angry, you know, sense, because I would love to see him go, and I would love to see him go this week. We got 10 days. If we're not a playoff team anyway, like I think a lot of us agree that we're not, what's the harm in getting rid of him? I understand giving the guy his due, whatever, but these last two seasons, he's really not earned his due. Get rid of him.
All right, TJ. You know, the one thing is to
completely agree.
You're not going to bring in at this point of the season and redo the offense, and you're not going to. That's for the off season. That's for the new coach to come in here. You're not going to invent the new offense right now, but I'm with a new coach. But man, I just think, and I don't claim to be this, you know, X's and O's guy, and I know everything that's going on in the NFL football player on an NFL football field. It's a complicated game, but I just know this. I see Seattle wide receivers running free, and I see Packer receivers. Man, it's just Rodgers is fitting it in the tight window and having to, you know, improvise back there in the pocket, and man, you know, it's just there's always a rush on Rodgers, and he's always running around like he's, again, Rodgers makes plays with his legs, but at some point, you know, those legs aren't going to be there, and his legs aren't what they once were. He's 34 years old, man. He's losing a step in that area too. They got a running back with Aaron Jones. I thought he played great last night. They used him in the pass game, which I thought was wonderful.
I think that's a very underrated part of Aaron Jones' game.
Yeah. Well,
give him the ball, especially in screen situations, and let him run.
Yeah.
Let him run. It works.
Yeah.
They went away from that in the second
half. Well, I mean, okay, even if Seattle takes some of that away, Davante Adams, you got, and I know those young wide receivers, Valdez Scantling and St. Brown, young receivers, but other young receivers on teams are making plays, and these guys are capable of making plays.
And see, this is the issue that
you still have weapons on offense.
Right, and we've seen MVS make some big plays. We've seen St. Brown make some really good catches. He made a really good grab last night, you know, extending vertical to, you know, haul in a ball.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we know Aaron Rodgers is going to roll out of the pocket a lot. We know he will scramble when the pocket collapses. Why aren't receivers coming back to Rodgers? Why isn't Rodgers getting help? And again, McCarthy should be saying something. Mm-hmm. He should be saying something to the receivers, saying, guys, you got to come back. You got to help him out.
Well,
or Aaron Rodgers has to go to him and say, guys, you got to come back on the ball here. I need your help.
How is Valdez Scantling having one catch for 8 yards? Three times he's got three targets. They passed it to him three times, one catch, 8 yards. How is that possible?
He was on my fantasy team.
He's your number two receiver because of injuries. How is he only getting one catch?
It's ridiculous.
All right. And, you know, Jimmy Graham, of course, had to go out of that game with a thumb injury. Would have been nice. He had a nice catch early in the game. And then Jimmy was on the milk carton the rest of the night.
I like how they continue to use him to block.
He's a pretty good blocker.
That's not why you signed him.
No.
That's not why you signed him.
Again, 9 games of the season, I've yet to see the red zone threat that Jimmy Graham was thought to be with Aaron Rodgers.
It's been a joke.
Not at all.
The Packers, it's like ever since Jared Cook left, they can't really do anything right with their tight ends. It was nice to see Tanyan catch that deep ball last night. That was really cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, the play wasn't even intended for. He was like the last option.
Right. But...
Yeah, I mean, he was, again, improvising. That's okay. Rodgers is back there trying to make a play because, you know, things are breaking down around him. And Tanyan, of all people, is wide open downfield.
Okay?
I mean, the Packers don't even know who Tanyan is. You think Seattle did?
No.
And that's, you know, he got wide open for 50. I mean, credit the kid for making the play, too.
414-799-1250. There is a lot to digest in this Packers loss as they fall 27-24. We still have a lot to get to this morning. We'll have your MVP coming up at 735. Michael Cohen, our Green and Gold Insider, will join us later in the show at 935. Otherwise, it's me, it's Chuck, and it's you. We want to hear from you and how you're feeling after this Packers game. Are you ready to turn in your Dunn Club card? 414-799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. We'll have more next here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. Good morning, Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We're here in the Bryan and Stratton College Athletics Studios. He's Chuck Freeman. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola in for Bart. Anthony Mandela's in for Cody Grant today, producing, taking your calls at 414-799-1250 as the Packers fall 27-24. The season continues to slip, slide away. The Packers now 4-5-1. Taking your reaction this morning. We'll go right back out to the phones. Thanks for holding. Let's go to Zach in Grafton. Zach, good morning. You're on the Fan.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, how you doing? Real quick, if you guys could figure out who voted for DeGrom and not Yelich.
Oh.
You could maybe effort that scrub and ask him why he's such a loser, get him on the radio. That'd be great.
Yeah, yeah, just like we did the guy who didn't vote for counsel. The guy who would have voted for Joe Madden the other day. Ridiculous. That. Yeah.
That was good.
We'll do some work on that. We'll do some work.
This guy, too.
Yeah,
but,
we'll get him.
For the football, I've always been a dude who doesn't believe in getting rid of a coach in the middle of the season. I think bad franchises do, like the Raiders and the Browns and the Dolphins have done that so many times. But I'm all for it at this point. Like, we've given – it's not like McCarthy is in his 1.5 years in or 2.5 years in. I'm cool getting rid of him. I've watched plenty of other football games, and you guys watch a ton of football too. I don't think other teams are consistently using timeouts in the first and third quarters and leaving themselves with nothing at the end of the half. And that's been a problem all season for the Packers, and that's not just this season, but like every season that I've watched the last 5-6 years, they're constantly using timeouts on like the first or second drive of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Other people don't have that issue. And at this point, I think he's really just lost his ability to manage a game.
Like, yeah, anytime when that play clock is running down, Zach, and they burn that timeout, I'm always like, okay, this is going to come back to hurt them, and it always does. You're searching for that timeout, and it's like, okay, oh, that's right. Early third quarter, Rodgers, they couldn't get the play and the personnel in, and Rodgers once again had to burn a timeout. Man, they just waste my timeouts. They just waste those three timeouts. Those are precious. Not like the NBA where you got seven and you could go all day taking timeouts. NFL, man, geez, the Packers have no problem wasting timeouts. But that's just one of many things.
414-799-1250. Let's go back out to the phones. How about Brett in Eau Claire? Brett, good morning. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Brett. Fan.
Hey, how's it going today?
Well, you know what, Brett? Eau Claire's one of my favorite cities in Wisconsin.
Well, this is my first time calling, so...
Oh, do we got the music, Z, up there?
Oh,
the
foreign
music?
Yeah. Okay, where is it? Here it is. Yeah.
It feels like the first time.
All right.
Yeah.
In fact, one of our former interns just got a weekend sports job at Channel 18 in Eau Claire. Gave her a recommendation the other day, and she just got the job. Congratulations out to, she was known as Baseball Becky around here. Yes.
Baseball Becky.
Yeah. Yeah. Weekend anchor at Channel 18. Go ahead.
I guess on my positive, Kyler Fackrell, where the heck is all this coming from?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's one of the few things that went right for the Packers last night. Fackrell seemed like the only guy attacking the quarterback throughout the night. He was in Russell Wilson's jock throughout the evening.
He was relentless.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe
it. And I guess my second point is I was listening to a little bit of a post game with Bill and Gary, and Chuck, I do agree with you that the receivers need to get open, but also on some of the outlet routes on to Jones, Rodgers needs to dump the ball off. But other than that, I don't know who is – the Packers let go of McCarthy. Who are they going to bring in that's actually going to hold Rodgers accountable? I mean, best scenario I can at least come up with at this point is, okay, you bring in John Harbaugh if he's let go in Baltimore, but in that type of deal, you need to bring back and Alex Van Pelt is actually going to hold Rodgers accountable and point out it's like you need to start hitting some of these guys when the big play is not there.
Brett, what do you say accountable? See, I look at accountable, when somebody says accountable, that Aaron, you better do this or you're going to get benched, which is not the case. When you say a combo, what do you mean by that?
Well, pretty much I just, when they look at the pictures and stuff, point out to them, okay, if the stuff's not there, that last one right before the field goal that they kicked in the fourth quarter, I'm pretty sure that Jones was open for a 4 or 6 yard game. That at least would have gotten the first down and give him a chance to stop it. So
yeah,
just pointing those things out, saying it's not bad to be a check down king when you just need a first down. It doesn't always have to be a grand slam home run.
No, I'm totally agree. I want to know where third down offense is. 3 for 11 on third down last night. And most of that is, I think, again, where's the better play calling? Better play calling. And thanks for the call. I would say, you know, you can't just say, well, if Mike McCarthy, you fire him, we're in trouble. No, there's guys out there. Nobody heard of Mike McCarthy anymore. There's going to be guys out there who could be possible candidates. There really are.
Well, you're looking how the league is trending with these head coaches. These guys are coming in really young.
Hey,
Matt Nagy, Sean McVay.
Who heard of either one of those guys?
Right. And look how they're transforming their offenses.
If you're a GM, like Barry Alvarez, who essentially is the GM of the Badger Athletic Program, the athletic director there, he always says in his back pocket, he always keeps a list of candidates. He runs in the guys, or he has an idea. He sees a guy on TV, watches a few other games, an idea who might be a coaching candidate should a job arise. Basketball, football, whatever. He's got a short list in his back pocket.
You just made the list.
Yeah, he does. And I think he's not the only one. I'm sure if you're a good general manager and you run across a candidate, you say, man, that guy, I like him. I think he could do some things. I would think that the Packers are the same way, that, you know, the general manager, Gutekunst, has got a list of guys in his back pocket. You know, he's been around the league for a little bit, that he knows that are potential candidates. Oh, yeah. If Gutekunst is worth his salt as a GM, and this is only his first year, he has an idea who might be head coaching material out there for Aaron Rodgers and the rest of his team. Oh, yeah. He's got to have in his mind right now who his next coach is going to be. He knows. Oh, I'm sure he does. If he doesn't, he shouldn't be the general manager of the Packers.
But the thing is, will the next head coach be someone who's going to be younger and might be a offensive coordinator from another team or a quarterback coach? Or is this going to be someone where, let's say, John Harbaugh gets fired in Baltimore? Do they bring in John Harbaugh?
Mm-hmm.
Do they bring in Mike Tomlin? It's like Tomlin. I mean, the Steelers are playing really well right now, but I know fans out there have been wanting Mike Tomlin fired for a while because they keep coming up short. If Mike Tomlin gets fired, you get an experienced guy like that. I mean, do you weigh the experience or do you weigh someone with fresh perspective?
I think you need a combination of both. You know, McVay in the Rams with a young quarterback like Goff, that's working. I just think you need somebody with Aaron. You just need a new scheme. You need a new offensive scheme. You got to find a way to, with this offensive talent, when you got Devontae Adams, one of the best wide receivers in the league, you got to be able to get, and they did get the ball out to him last night, and they are. I'll say that. Devontae had 10 catches last night, and they targeted him like 15 times. But, you know, I mean, you need to find a better way to convert on third down, and I think third down has been a problem. And I have no doubt that they'll find a pretty good coaching candidate out there. No, I don't worry about that at all. So I can't take the attitude of, oh, geez, who's next? Because they will find somebody, you know. And Mike McCarthy, yeah, it worked for a while, but it's not working anymore.
414-799-1250. We'll continue to take more of your calls coming up on the other side. He's Chuck Freeman. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola in for Bart. Mike Clemens recaps things from that 27-24 loss last night. Here it is.
Now a green and gold update. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers lose in Seattle 27-24. Green Bay jumped out to an early 14-3 lead, but again, the offense went flat in the second half. Devontae Adams caught 10 passes, one for 57 yards, but scored no touchdowns.
Had a few lows in the middle of the game that stopped us. You know, the stuff that you overlook, but when you look back at it, some times where we could have punched it in earlier. So it's about playing a complete game and finishing. It's not just the beginning or the end that kind of dictates it. You got to look back and kind of reflect on everything that happened throughout the game. And, yeah, I mean, you got to fix it.
The Seahawks trailed for most of the game, then finished a 7-play, 75-yard drive with a touchdown pass over the middle to tight end Ann Dixon to take the lead.
You know, my quarterback made the right read. The defense gave us the void in the middle. You know, so I took it vertical. My quarterback got the ball in his hands. He threw a hot ball in there, you know, and I got a chance to score a touchdown. So it wasn't all myself. It was a nice read by Russell as well.
Russell Wilson says the Seahawks installed the play this week.
We got a lot of work on it during practice, and Ed made a vet play, and we were able to see what we were trying to do. I thought that whole drive was pretty exceptional.
On the final six possessions of the game, the Packers scored only one field goal and punted five times, unable to convert on third down. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, we got to get back to getting open on our routes and being in the right space at the right time and figuring out what those best concepts are for our guys. You know, without Randall, without Geronimo, we're still learning these young receivers.
The Packers had several players leave the game with injuries, including Jimmy Graham, Mike Daniels, Kenny Clark, and safety Raven Green, Packers defensive back Tremont Williams.
Man, guys are going down. It's the nature of the game. For the most part, I thought we'd done a good job for the most part. Obviously, we have to finish out the game. And that's what it's coming down to for pretty much all our games, just finishing out the games. And we're not getting over that hump, so whatever it takes to do that, we have to figure it out.
For more team coverage, go to 1057fmthefan.com.
And we got to get back to getting open on our routes and being in the right space at the right time and figuring out what those best concepts are for our guys. You know, without Randall, without Geronimo, we're still learning these young receivers. Devontae's incredible. I mean, he really is. But teams are going to continue to shade to his side, I would think. There wasn't a ton tonight. I mean, he had a lot of one-on-one matchups, and that's what's going to happen when you leave that guy open one-on-one in space.
You know what? My question, and good morning, it's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. That's Chuck. I'm Joe. You know, my question for Aaron is, are you doing enough, whether it's in practice or even off the field, off campus, bringing these receivers over to your house, these young guys, and working with them, putting in extra work to make sure that they know what they're doing? I'd like for a reporter up there to ask Aaron Rodgers that, because we haven't heard anything from the rookie receivers or from Rodgers to say that, yeah, we've been putting in extra work.
I think he does.
I hope so.
I think he does. Rodgers, you know, he made an interesting comment after the game last night. He said, you know, I get tired of talking about the short week stuff again. But he said, hey, there's a couple of times during the game last night, he said, where that if it wasn't a short week, I would have been on the same page with some of these receivers because we're able to get more detailed into the small little nuances of what we want to do and against the Seattle defense, which we couldn't do. Well, apparently Seattle got it done, you know, but he said, well, we couldn't, some of these small little things, small little adjustments that we'd make during the week, we couldn't because it was a short week. That's not an excuse.
No.
You got enough talented wide receivers. I don't care if they're young guys or not.
I don't want to hear any excuses from Aaron Rodgers. I really don't. Again, you're in situations down in distance, 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4, 3rd and 7. But no, let's try to make the big play 20 yards up the field. Yeah. No, get the first down and keep the ball going. Drain time of possession. Let's go, go, go.
I watch a lot of NFL, okay? There's no team in the NFL that tries to make easy difficult than the Green Bay Packers. And I don't get it. I don't get that part. I know Aaron Rodgers is great. But why... what is the purpose when you have a 3rd and 3? Why are you throwing 25 yards downfield in a double coverage? What is the purpose of that? You got some talent wide receivers. You got a tight end, okay? Get them the ball. Go 4 wide, and boom, somebody's going to be open. There's going to be some cushion there. You're going to be able to get the first down.
Better yet.
I don't get it.
Better yet, just dump it off to Aaron Jones. He'll get you 3 yards.
Another guy out of the back. That's another weapon.
He'll get you 3.
You know, at the very least.
Hey, this is common sense here.
How about some quick hitters, man? It's just third down, don't make easy difficult. And that's what they do.
And you know what? There were times in that game where Aaron Rodgers was doing the quick hits to Devontae Adams, and he was getting 5 to 10 yard chunks out of it.
Yeah,
too often in that game, and you can look at Aaron Rodgers' stat line. You can look at that stat line last night where he went 21 of 30 for 332 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, and a quarterback rating of 128.8. You can look at that and say, that's a rock-solid performance from Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get the – we're going to take some more calls at the top of the hour. We're up against a break, but let's get George on the north side.
All right, let's go to George on the north side. You're next up on the Fan.
Hi, George.
Hey, how you guys doing? I was listening. I'm like, I'm not even going to blame anybody. The whole organization as far as the team, period, is to blame because, I was just hearing you say they got talented receivers. I'm tired of all the excuses. You draft people. These people, you play football your whole life. You get drafted because you're good. It's a matter of you having timing with your receivers, catching the ball. But I'm tired of Aaron Rodgers. I like Aaron Rodgers. I'm not a Green Bay Packer fan. I'm a Cowboys fan. And my team sucks. Reality is my quarterback is not accurate. But I'm still a fan. And I believe that the management of my team, they're not doing what it takes to make tough decisions. And with the Green Bay Packers, with me just looking at from the outside, looking in, my thing is this right here. Aaron Rodgers is constantly throwing subliminal shots towards those receivers. Oh, you got to run your routes. Man, why don't y'all all just say, you know what, look, we have to do better, all of us. Don't just keep throwing those young receivers under the bus because they are talented. Don't blame nobody else for not using Aaron Jones because it's your coach that's not using him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he constantly uses them, teases you with Aaron Jones, and then takes them out for the rest of the time. It's like, yo, where is the consistency? I got Aaron Jones. He's like a Le'Veon Bell type of back. I'm using him all game. I'm not going to go away from him at all. I'm not going to worry about Aaron Rodgers' ego about wanting to get some stat lines throwing the ball. No, we're going to play an all-around game. They need to play like how Kansas City plays, New Orleans play, how the Rams play. How do you lose to Seattle Seahawks? Are you kidding me? We are way talented than that.
Yeah.
So it's no more excuses. Aaron is the greatest quarterback of all time. That's all I keep hearing. No more excuses. I'm not – no passes, no nothing. All the quarterbacks just not – I mean, the runner, the receivers, just the routes are not crisp. Man, this man, y'all can't be working. When they draft quarterbacks, they need to get – busy all year long getting on the same page.
George, for a guy who's not a Packer fan, you sure sound like one.
I used to love the Packers, man. My passion went away from the Packers the year they won the Super Bowl, and they got rid of some of the players that got them there. I thought you should have kept that team together and make another run. And then from that point on, I seen how they just wouldn't be consistent with keeping players. But think about it, man. These guys won a Super Bowl with a backup squad. That's why there's no excuses. I don't want to hear excuses.
All right. All right, George, thanks for the call. See, let's take a break here, come back, and more calls. We'll do this right up till 10 o'clock today. And a lot of people got stuff to get off their chests, including you and I, throughout the rest of the morning here on The Fan.
414-799-1250. You can also hit us up on Twitter at 1057FMTheFan. Facebook as well, facebook.com/1057FMTheFan. A lot of places to get a hold of us. We're here for you. Green and Gold Therapy on Chuck and Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Radio Joe in for Bart. We got more coming up next here on The Fan.